Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Gossip and entertainment. Trash.
With all the Hollywood rumors, whispers, gossip, and tea you can handle.
The sleeve.
It's the Dirty on the 30 with Christine and Salt on 96.5 TIC.
Let's hear what's going on.
Salt, you've uncovered an interesting story about Macaulay Culkin getting super candid in his cover edition of Esquire.
Yeah, he was talking about recently trying to jump back into acting, and a couple years ago he did an audition for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, really? Do you know what role he was trying out
for? No, it doesn't say what role, but it went horribly wrong, according to Macaulay.
Oh, no.
He also talks about his friendship with Michael Jackson, as everybody always asks him about it, and he says, if I saw something, I would have said something. I never saw anything. But then goes further to say even celebrities will come up to him. And he talks about a story with James Franco where on an airplane a couple years ago they ran into each other. And it was right around the time that Finding Neverland came out.
Yeah, the documentary.
And James Franco was like, so did any of that, you know,
happen?
Like what? And Macaulay said to James, he goes, do you want to talk about your dead friend? Because I don't really want to talk about Mark.
Who's James Franco's dead friend?
No, just... would you want to talk about your dead friend?
Yeah, and did that shut him up about it?
Yeah, and that James Franco was like, yeah, no, sorry. So that's kind of where Macaulay Culkin is these days with the whole Michael Jackson situation.
Well, I mean, but everyone who's anyone does want to know, and they can't, it's human nature to want to find out,
but he's also answered the question, too. You know, think about it. He's answered it a bunch of times. He said, look, nothing ever happened to me. I can't speak to the other people. Nothing happened to me.
No one will ever be happy or satisfied until someone gets it out of him that he actually saw something.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think they're going to be disappointed when he didn't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
So Ben Affleck is on the prowl, huh?
Yeah, he's been reported to be on that dating app for celebrities, Raya, whatever. I'm not a celebrity. So I don't know how the dating app works. It's much like Tinder, but you got to have like
$1 billion
and everything. And the funniest part, the person who's blowing up his spot in this is millionaire matchmaker Patty Stanger.
Yeah.
She's apparently on the app too because she can't find love and she also can't matchmake herself.
How ironic is that, right?
I think that's probably why her show got canceled.
It was a good show, though. I did watch it.
Totally. I did watch it the time.
She's a hot mess. Everyone on the show is a hot mess.
Yeah.
She's a terrible boss. The way she treats her employees is just awful.
And all of the millionaires on her show?
Yeah.
Oh, they were horrible.
Yeah, no.
They were horrible people.
Totally horrible.
So bad.
Rebecca Black, remember her? She had that famous song, Friday.
Yeah, she talks in an Instagram post. She said, 9 years ago today, a musical video called Friday was uploaded. I wish I could go back and talk to my 13-year-old self.
Mm,
was terribly ashamed. Then she goes on to talk about what she would say to her 15-year-old self, her 17-year-old self, her 19-year-old self. I had a chance to catch up with her when she was around 19 and she was trying to get back into music. And she seemed really grounded, and she was honest about the Friday thing, and she didn't really regret it at that time. Granted, that was like 4 or 5 years ago. So.
But meanwhile, we're still left with a really great, catchy song.
Christine and Salt on 96.5 TIC.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.